try to handle the sugya of Arvis a little bit and
study Zayin a little bit.
So the Gemara brought down a Maisa with Shimon ben Shetach, Melchet Samar Aleph. And Yana Yemelech didn't have anybody to bench for him. So he asked his wife to bring him somebody. Shimon ben Shetach came and drank a piece of wine and he benched. Zot the Gemara, Omer Rav brings Rav Chiya bar Abba, Shimon ben Shetach, Dovar, Lagam Nehu Dovar. Nobody's master to Shimon ben Shetach. You can't just bench to be moist to other people after drinking crazy wine. Why? The Hachi Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba, Mi'echinon, Lo'ila, Mi'ne Moitya, Tarab, Mi'zei Chavosara, Sheikhan Kazayiz Dovar. You can't be moist to other with the spirit of the mother until you have a Kazayiz Dovar. So how could Shimon ben Shetach be moisi Yana Yamelech just after having a reveal of Yayin? You have to have Dog and Dafko. And a Kazayas of Dog and Dafko. We're trying to tell Rishayim that even if you had a Kazayas of Dog, that shouldn't be enough. Kazayas of Dog is only a Shir Darabonim. Yana Yamelech, Pashas had a Shir Daraisa. Pashas he ate Kadeh Zvir, Amelech. Ava say, how is it enough to have a Shir Kazayas, a Chir Kazayas, a Shir Darabonim, not be moisi somebody has Mokhuyu invention, Midaraisa? The makor for this kasha is gebayt on Pashas the Gemara that Chacham Beis. The Gemara says, "Amru Malach Yeshayahu says Neitad Shbaruchu. Ribayne Shalaynu. Kosta b'Seres. Secha Shaliyit Epanim Leikach Shoychad. Vayat Enayse Epanim Yisrael. The Sviyisa Hashem Epanim Lechol. Amal Hem Chila Yase Epanim Yisrael. Shekatzachlim Beteri Vachalte V'Tavolte V'Rachus Hashem Alekecho." The Pashas Mashmoyt of the Gemara is that because the Shabbat was saying there's a Mayra that Klal Yisrael has, nobody else has. I read in the Torah that the only Mechuyiv to bench, the Chalta Vitovoto, the Rachas Hashem Lekecha Dafka, if you have Kedei Tzviya, then you're Mechuyiv to bench. And they're Medaktik from themselves that even if they just have a Kabeit or Kazayas, the Mechuyiv will see Bez Hashem this week, in the Mayra of Yehuda, whether or not you're Mechuyiv to bench after Kabeit or Kazayas. The Pashas, that's only a Shir Darabana. You're actually only Mechuyiv if you have Kedei Tzviya. Klal Yisrael medaktik on themselves that even if they have a kezayis, even if they have a kebeitah, they're going to bench. Chile esma and bonim. The male effect on the shayim, kumtayis in this gemara, that a shir kezayis or a shir kebeitah is only shir darabonim. The male they had shver. How could it be why you see somebody that had a kedeis via, which is midrash? However, if you look in the Uraim, the Simon Rishon and Gimel, Yitaka holds that shir is brought down on the shayar scene in Kustad Yisrael, so is the thought, that the shir of kezayis is a shir darabonim. Somebody has a kezayis and the chuyiv tachim midaraisa. So shayla, on Amun Beis, how to learn the Gemara, is it an asmach to Baalma when the Gemara dashes it? Or is it that's in the Adrasha? And he says, the Gemara says in the Chof Amun Beis, he medaktikim alatran and kezayis like a beisa. He says that just means they're medaktik on themselves to darshan the pasuk like that. It's not a portion of the pasuk that you have to have that kezayis is a beisa. They're medaktik on themselves to darshan the pasuk of a chalter of zavoto. And achil is kezayis, achil is shishbatzvi is kebeisa. But in the Chanami, at the end of the day, it applies to Joshua. In the Chanami, do you have to know why I talk over here today? Yeah, 100%. But at the end of the day, it applies to Joshua. The Joshua, at the end of the day, Mamela's there, I tell. Abel says, it's not fair how somebody that ate a Kazayas can wait for somebody that had a Kazayas Tzviya. Because in the Chanami, Kazayas and Tzviya, both of them are there, I tell. Even if somebody has a Kazayas, he's Mechuyim there, I tell. However, Roy, Ruba, Michel, Rishenim, do not hold this way. They take a hold that the only Chiv Midaraisa is if you have Kadeh Tzviya, and a Kezayis or Kabeisa is not Mechuyim Midaraisa. Mainly they give different reasons. The first Tzairis mentioned by Kamat, all the Rishenim, is the Bahad. The Bahad says that in a Kanamis, somebody that has a Kezayis can only be Maitri, somebody that has a Kezayis. You can only be Maitri somebody that's in the same bracket as him. Somebody that has Kezayis Mechuyim Midaraisa, somebody else that's Mechuyim Midaravonim. Somebody that had Kezayis can be Mechuyim Midaravonim. That ate a Kedei Tzviya. He's Mechuyim Midaraisa. The fact all the Rishonim is the first. It's Pashas Mashmoyis. The Gemara is not that way. Like we just saw, the Gemara says that Shimon ben Shetach Dovah Lagami Yudovah. Shimon Shetach was the Dasi Chidon on this, that he was able to be Mechuyim somebody else without a Kezayis Dovah. But why? Because Rav Yechanan says, Eina Mechuyim Tzorami Nechvasan Shechuk Kezayis Dovah. Mashma that if you would have a Kezayis Dogon, then you would be able to invite to somebody else. They would have been able to invite Shimon Shetach, would have been able to invite Yana Yamel, even though Kezayis is only there on it. And Yana Yamel for sure had a Shir Daraisa. He had Kedei Tzviya. Bechor, Pashtus, a Pashtus of Heretz, the way that the Baha'i learns the Gemara, I would say, in the Safina, is that when the Gemara says, he wasn't coming to say that Shimon ben Shetach would have been able to be mighty them if he would have had a Kedai Zavah. He's coming to say that it has to be that Shimon Shetach is a Dalti Chidor. Why? Because even if you didn't have, means you can't be mighty anybody else unless you have a Kedai. The least darga, the smallest darga that is possible to be made to somebody else, is if that person had only a kazayin, then if you have a kazayin, you can be made to that person. Over here it's a kosher king. He's saying, you can't be made to somebody else today until you have a kazayin. Then, if you have a kazayin, you at least can be made to somebody. You can be made to the people that had a kazayin. This case that Yami had a today's beer, kosher king wouldn't be able to be made to Yami. For sure, Shimon Shetach did the office and the Gamri did the office. He didn't even have a kazayin. For sure he didn't have a kazayin, said he would be able to make to the people that ate a kazayin. And even if he had a kazayin, he wouldn't have been able to make to only those people that had a kazayin. He wouldn't be able to make to them without a kazayin sphere. He's not trying to say that in this case, had he had a kazayin sphere, then he wouldn't be able to be made to Yani Amalek. No, he's just saying that the smallest amount to be able to be made to is you have to have a chola pachas a kazayin sphere. If you didn't have a kazayin sphere, you don't get off the ground. You have a kazayin zavin, then you can be mighty those people that had only a kazayin. You want to be mighty somebody that has a kazayin zavin? You're going to need more. We're not saying that if you have a kazayin zavin, you can be mighty somebody that has a kazayin zavin. That's how the Baha'i learns in the Kasha that's Rishon Yemen. However, Taisus goes not that way. Taisus says that in a kharami, to be mighty over here, there's really, even if you didn't have a kazayin, that which it says over here, and a mighty zavin, he chalas about sheikhos kazayin zavin, that's dafka, taking care of a technical problem. Mikir dino in a chanami, you don't have to have anything, and you can invite the other people you take often. The din of Arvus, the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah says, Tony Adam Rager is there, Kol Adrofa Skulon, Acho Fishi Yoto, Moiti. Chos Mi Merim Kalechem Averchim Yayin. Shimla Yoto Moiti, Yim Yoto Yim Moiti. The Gemara says in the Purush, that all brachas, aside from Berch Kalechem Averchim Yayin, which Pashas means Berch Kalechem Averchim Chavtesam any bracha, even if you were yotzei your chiv already and you're not mechuyev anymore, you still can be mechuyev the second person you made an offer. Even if the person did not eat anything, he didn't have a kazayin, he didn't have any shir, in the chanami, you'd still be able to be mechuyev somebody that had even a kedei tzvi that's mechuyev with that. That's the din of Arvus. Afal pi sheyotza, mechuyev. I put shadow here that you don't have to have a kazayin. You shouldn't have to need anything. That's just taking care of a Zaytiga problem. That over here we have a Ravim, and we're making a Zimun. And to make a Zimun, you say, Baruch Shachamu. You say, Baruch Shachamu Mishalayim, Baruch Shachamu Shalayim Tzvechinu. You can't say Shachamu, you didn't need anything. And mainly, you have to have a Shir Kazayim, so you have a full of Shir Achilu. Shir Achilu is a Kazayim. And mainly, once you have a Kazayim, you'd be able to say Shachamu. Make it a Dina, you don't need anything. Shir Kazayim is the only that you'd be able to say Shachamu. Mainly, affect the Marashah. What do you mean? To say, if the whole problem is that I need something to be able to say Shachanu, I don't need that because Kazayas of Dogan. Taisus says on Omer Aleph that even if Shti is B'chal Achila, Shimon Shetach was able to say Shachanu because he had a review of Yain. Why do I need a Kazayas of Dogan? I shouldn't need a Kazayas of Dogan. Even if I don't have a Kazayas of Dogan, anything which I can include in, I can consider a Shachanu, even a Shti or Ma'alma, can be considered Shachanu. Why should I have to have a Kazayas of Dogan? It blabs Shver. With the sign, the Rosh Taka learns, is Mazur, why you need the Dafka Kazayin Zavon? He brings down a thesis that there's a din of Arvus, but then he brings down that there's a Yerushalmi. The Mashmoyis of the Yerushalmi is, Refurish in the Yerushalmi, question is if it's the right to the Rabbana, Refurish in the Yerushalmi, it says, the Darshan, the Achalta Vesavota Verachta, Mi Sha'ochal, Hu Yevarach. The Dafka is somebody that ate, he can bench. So even though we generally have a din of Arvus, the Yerushalmi is mighty from this din of Arvus three things. One of them is Birch Namazim. The second one the Gemara says is Kriyashma, because it says Vishinantam, Sheikol Echad Ve'Echad Shreinim Befiv, everybody should say by themselves. And Tfilah is Racham Yininu, so everybody should be Mevakesh Racham by themselves. Three things the Gemara takes out of the din of Arvus. The main last of the Rosh brings down this Yerushalmi, he says, and he comes out that you have to have Lamaisa, whether it's midarabanan or midaraisa, even if it's only midarabanan, you still have to have a kezayit of food to be able to moitzi. What type of food? He says you have to have a kezayit. It's not enough to have a olah shayerek. Avoshti of olah shayerek leimahani. The bein and achilas davar shiroi leimar lav shalosh brachas. Or shema bracha achmin shalosh shafri dami. With an okay kezayit dog and an okay kezayit pas. V'taymo kiva dika achilo dika bracha daraisa shafri dami. The rush comes out at the end of the day that you need dafka to be able to wait to somebody else. You need dafka to eat something that you'll have a mechuyev in a bracha daraisa. Whether the bracha is the gimel brachas, b'yachad hamazon to the entire, or the bracha is only bracha achas min shalosh, and then that's also a bracha mechuyev in the daraisa. That's the pasuk mashmoy to the rush here. Mamela, the rush learns that it's not enough to have an olah shayerek or a shtiyah. You need to have something which you mechuyev in a bracha midaraisa, then you can be made to somebody else in the shabbos. Pashas because he's pashas drinking wine at the time, it would not work. Can't that if you have the bracha achreinu? What? If you have gimel bracha, yeah, and achalami. You have to say the shtiyah is not yang. Shtiyah is any shtiyah which wouldn't be mechuyev in gimel bracha. We drink one before and one after. And Acham, that's why was it only in the Gamu Davit? Unless the only Tashalu whether or not the Rosh holds better than that. All bracha achmin shalosh is the right one. Could be that he only holds by Dagon, which is from the Chamesh Aminim and has the Din of Lechem, that's Mechuyim Midaraisa. Kinsan is not all brachas that are Mechuyim Midaraisa. If you're Brachim Midaraisa, you wouldn't be able to be Yitzhak Nechavah.
It's not the same. It's not the same. It's not
That's a very good question. Some of Purshim Yishalmi, and that's the Shadow. Pashas is talking about the Kol. Pashas is the Kol. She collected, no, what's the Vart? Mishal Kol Yivart? Then it didn't show Kol Yivart. The way that the Yeah, that's the Pashto. L'chor, Tesis does not make any of these hagbalas. It's mashma that al sedinu shachal, just to be able to say shachal, you need to have dafka pas. That's Shitas, the Russian Tesis. The Ritva gives a different difference. The Ritva says, in economic, it goes all derech Tesis, that there's a din of Arvis, the Mele should be able to be mighty another person even without eating anything. Even without eating a kezayit, he should be able to be mighty the second person. So why do you have to have a kezayit? That's the ritual because it's Deimet Abir Hasnani. Since the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that Chav Tet, that there's a difference between Bir Hasamitzis and Bir Hasananim, and Bir Hasamitzis, even though you weren't even though you're not Mokhiv anymore, you can be mighty somebody else. But with Bir Hasananim, it's not that way. Dafk, if you're an Nani, you can be mighty. And since Birch HaZamazin is the name of Birch HaZanenin, the Mela, Chazal said, Midarabana, you have to have a L'chol HaPachas, and a Shir Kezayin, and be Mechui Midarabana, to be able to be Maitin somebody else. Make it a deal, Midaraisa, you'll be able to be Maitin if you didn't have anything. Midarabana, to get you Nichlal in the Arvis, since this is the name of Birch HaZanenin, so Mela, they said, you have to have L'chol HaPachas, a Shir Darabana. Once you have a Shir Darabana, L'chol HaPachas, the regular din of Arvis kicks in. Pachas, L'chol HaPachas, L'chol HaPachas. Chayyur, that's the pshat in the Ben Yirna also. Ben Yirna says over here, the time of the Milsa Mipnei Shemin Adin Hoya Shafir Mishayin Oichol Klal Midarab Yifter Tachirim the Koyis Aurim Zavazem Ela Shebirchas Hanenin Eina Yochel Bavar Kachiyenin. But by Berch Zanen is not the way. But by Kam Savar, Shekim and Shenen, and Yitzchai Bebrach Meda Abonon, Poyt Yer Sachim, Afilu Ochu Kedei Tzvon, Yitzchai Bekoy Yisrael Reim, Yitzchai Bekoy Yisrael The Rebbe Yenah seems to be saying, the Pashas Sokar Rebbe Yenah of Rebbe Yenah is, that Berch Zanen is a Berch Zanen. And the Mela, since even though Koy Yisrael Reim is a Zanen, we don't say that by Berch Zanen, because you have to be Nenen. Once this guy was Nenen, so the Mela, we could say Koy Yisrael Reim is a Zanen. Even by Berch Zanen. Back to the Chiddush Yom Shishim, that L'chari Berch HaMozim is not a Berch HaNen, for Chol. What's the Rebbe Yehuda talking about? According to Ritva and Echanami, we can say that that's not what the Rebbe Yehuda meant. The Rebbe Yehuda didn't mean that it's Mamash Berch HaNen. If he meant that it's Mamash Berch HaNen, so then he wouldn't have to end off at the end of the day and say that You could be mighty them because Kol Yisrael Arim Zelah Zem. The Berach Bananim, once you ate, so you're Mechui Vadavi, you can make the next person, without the Kol Yisrael Arim Zelah Zem. He's saying, no, Be'etzim we have a Kol Yisrael Arim Zelah Zem. Like the Ritva says, just, what is it, over here, it's Zemet the Berach Bananim, because it only comes after you have enough and food. So Mamela Chazal said, to be able to be making somebody else, to be able to get into the Kol Yisrael Arim Zelah Zem, you have to have a Kol Apotah to share their abundance. Once you have a share their abundance, you nip on the Kol Yisrael Arim Zelah Zem. I got that I was shown, Noam showed me that there's Abba Jom, this Pashas Mashmoni for Abba Jom is that Birchas Mazon is considered a Birchas Ananim. I don't see really anywhere any Hechach and other Rishonim to learn that one. To learn that, like the Ritva says, it's Dermot a Birchas Ananim. So maybe the Chathchila they said, you should have to have a Shir Darabana. Which brings us to the last of the Shitas Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi also learns the Zalakasha of the Rishonim. Umichiocho kezayis dogan mi amapik. Achal gav the kezayis dogan shir der abanan hu kedam beperek mishemetu. He quotes that Gemara that we said. Achofim ibein. That's mashus mashmoyin. Miu kiven the mechayim der abanan mechuyim bedavak reinim bein. Umaytir havi nechem vasim. You're right. Even though you're only mechuyim der abanan, once you're mechuyim der abanan, you're mechuyim bedavar. You get labeled mechuyim bedavar. Once you're mechuyim bedavar, you might see anybody else in nechem vasim also. In fact, there even they katan. Remember, katan shigil lechinuch. Holy Omer Achim, the Gemara says that a katan can't be mighty somebody. Aye, a katan is mechuyim with the Rabbanu. You should be able to be mighty somebody else. Once you're mechuyim with the Rabbanu, you can then mechuyim with the Rabbanu, you can be mighty anybody else. But you know, katan afilu, ha'hu afilu with the Rabbanu le'me chayim. The le'ad avahu with the Rami l'chinuchim. But you know, a katan himself is not mechuyim with the Rabbanu. The whole din of chinuch is dafka din on the father, not a din on the child. So they went to Rashi. For Thor, we actually asked in the Oris and Yuma, he says, what happens that Rashi is the talent from the whole din of Arabis over here. L'chara, he should have believed like cases. We saw in Rosh Hashanah that Chav Tetzim Al-Alas is the din of Arabis. Kol ha-brachas kula nafa mi shi yata moiti. Chus mi berch alecha ma berch tayayin. Shim lo yata moiti mi yata yin moiti. What does Rashi say over there? Why is berch alecha ma berch tayayin different? V'shar berch zacher is very chani. And so, similarly, all berch zanin. She'ein an choyvo. Because they're not berchas choyvo. Ela she'osir lehanis me'ayin lamazeh, play brachos. Just you can't be nene, but you don't have to be Ubizu in kan arvus, she'ina choyva al adam. Here there's no din of arvus. What's the whole din of arvus? If you're mechuyim badover, if the person is mechuyim badover, so I'm nisarev for his chiv. But in the case of berch banenim, the person is not mechuyim badover. He doesn't have to eat it. He doesn't have to smell it. Don't eat it. Don't be mechuyim to make the bracha. I just feel as though there's no such thing. The guy is chiv to take a lulav. You have to make the bracha. Well, but here, it's a rishus. You don't have to be nene. You don't have to smell. You don't have to eat. And you won't eat. And you won't be mechuyev in a bracha. Not mechuyev in a bracha. There's no din of arvus. Arvus is only on a chayv. Arvus is only on a chayv. When there's a chayv, see. Oh, it's over. That happens in the next week. That's coming week. Ebazei, according to Rashi, would come out of Birch Zamazin, which is a chiv which comes post facto after you already ate. After the person already ate, he's Mukhuyah Badalar. Lachar, there should be the din of Arvus. The whole din of Arvus is only when you don't have a chiv. In the case of eating, if you want to eat, you can have a chiv to make a bracha. But you don't have to eat. Don't eat, you won't have a chiv. But in the case where a guy already ate, he made his bracha Rishonah, and he ate. Now he's Mukhuyah to make a Birch Zamazin. Shufar Chal, Zeu. הוא לא חייב לאכול, אבל כשהוא כבר אכל, הוא מחויב.
אבל הוא לא חייב
לאכול. זה כבר מאוחר מדי. זהו, הוא כבר אכל. לא! אבל פה כשהוא כבר אכל, אז הוא מחויב. כבר מאוחר מדי. אין מה לעשות. Once he's in a matzav that he already ate, so then he's מחויב. There's no way to get out of it. In the case of Berach Hananim, there's always a way to get out of it. Don't eat. You want to eat? Don't eat. You don't have to. You're gonna eat at the end of the day, but you're not mechuyev. There's always a way to get out of it. In the case where the guy already ate, there's no way to get out of the chiyuv. He has to make a berachas hamazon. Hey, but hey, what happened? What happened to the din of arvus?
I don't know.
לא כתוב ברכת ברשי. What does that Rashi mean? Rashi is talking about in the case, you don't have to come to the chiv. Once you're in the matzav that you're nishayim, there's no way to get out of it. Here, in the case of Birkas HaNevin, you never have to come to the chiv. There's never a chiv to come to the chiv. In the case of Birkas HaMatzav, there is a chiv to come to the chiv. Once you ate, you're mechuyev. As they pick up a yashiv. So, extra came in dogging that what's the pshat in the din of Arvus B'chol? What's the var that even though I was already yitzim echiv, I could be waiting somebody else? So if you look at the Meiri in Rosh Hashanah, he says, the var is, since I'm nesarer for that person's chiv, let's just take a marshal, Nesilas Luluf. Nesilas Luluf on Yontif, everybody's mechiv to take Luluf. Mela, even if I was already mekayim my chiv, I shok at the Luluf in the morning. However, I'm nesarer for everybody else's chiv. Mela, until everybody else in Klal Yisrael is here to their chiv of taking the lulav, I haven't properly been mekayim my chiv. I haven't finished being mekayim my chiv. Since I'm nesarer for him, so the mitzvah is not just dependent on me taking the lulav. The mitzvah is dependent on Gan Klal Yisrael taking the lulav. All 600,000 people from Klal Yisrael taking the lulav. Mela, even though I took the lulav already, but I haven't been going with my mitzvah until everybody else takes theirs. I haven't finished my mitzvah until everybody else takes lulav also. Mela, keep on still down to the mitzvah. I think that's weird. Mela, I'm still able to make the bracha. Afal pi shekvar yasna, waiting. Even though I was already yaitz in my chiv, but I haven't been yaitz in my chiv in Gansu. I'm still talking about achirim. Talking about achirim. Rosh Hashanah daf chavtas amalach. Mela, I can still be made to somebody else. I can make a bracha for somebody else when he does the mitzvah also. Because I'm still mechuyev adover, kibbutz. Eibazeh, this would only apply to something which you're talking mechuyev to do. For example, on Sukkot, you're mechuyev to take a lulav. You mechuyev to take a lulav. Even though you took the lulav, achal pi sheyasa, you still haven't been finished your mitzvah. You haven't been doing your mitzvah. You can be made to somebody else. So let's show the Gemara also. The Gemara doesn't say, afal pi she'en mechuyev adover, maiti. The Gemara says, afal pi sheyasa. Even though you're ready, were yeti your chiyev, you can be made to somebody else. But what happens when it comes to Birkas HaMatzav? Birkas HaMatzav, if I didn't eat, and I want to be made to somebody else, I'm not mechuyev adover. I don't have that maila that the Meiri says, that since you're mechuyev, and you haven't been yetzi, you're gan tachiv until gan tachiv Yisrael takes the lulav, so really you're still mechuyev adover. But over here, if I didn't eat, I was never mechuyev in the first place.
If you did eat.
What?
If you did eat, so that, what?
That could be an economy. But after the din of Arvis, that would be allow me to bench for him. It's never going to work out. By Birkas HaMatzav, it's never going to work out because every time that I'm a chiv adover, if I benched already, so then I already lost my chiv. And if I didn't eat yet, so then there's never going to be a case of Arvis. If we both ate together, so both considered a chiv adover. And I can be waiting without the din of Arvis because we're both mechuyev to bench. And if I ate this morning and I benched already, then I benched. I was ready to make my chiv. Now he wants to be. I should be mighty him with an ayachiv. I can't be mighty with an ayachiv. I'm not mechuyev adover anymore. I'm not mechuyev adover. There's never a time that I was mechuyev together with him. Similar, it's better that, like you're saying, by lulav, I'm mechuyev adover. The day of Sukkot comes, I'm mechuyev to take a lulav. Even if I took a lulav, I'll fish yourself. I still could be mighty somebody else because I haven't been yotzi my chiv, finished my chiv of Gan Tzvi Yisrael taking lulav. So I could be mighty somebody else. But by benching, if I didn't eat, I'm not mechuyev adover before. I never came to the matzav that I was mechuyev, that I was mekayim my chiv, and I could still be waiting somebody else. I'm not mechuyev adover in the first place. But meanwhile, over here, you wouldn't be able to, it would be similar to Birkas HaNevin. Not that it is a Birkas HaNevin, but we wouldn't have the din, wouldn't have the myra of Arvus over here. Kum Tayyus Afidus, Lacharya, it would come out that any mitzvah, which is not a mitzvah chiyuvit, it's a mitzvah chiyuvit, like tzitzit, for example, tzitzit, somebody else wants to be mighty, he puts on a pair of tzitzit, and he wants me to be mighty him. I already made a bracha on my tzitzit. Or I'm not wearing tzitzit, b'chol. That's the better case. I'm not wearing tzitzit yet. Can I be mighty with tzitzit?
You're
getting it. Okay, so you're not wearing tzitzit yet. In a chanami, the chayav if he did, Yitzchak wouldn't be able to do chayav. Birch the mazon and is just a way. Birch the mazon is just a simon for what type of mitzvah doesn't work in the environment. Any mitzvah which is a mitzvah that you're not be'etzem chayav, where it doesn't pass the afal pi sheyos the mighty, you wouldn't be able to be mechayav. Mighty somebody else. We would be able to say like Rashi, once you mechayav yourself, even if you're only mechayav midrabanan, let's say a guy puts some dalat kamchayav. Like the Shittas of Mechaber, only Semer is Mechayim in the Raisa. You put on Kach and Shittas of the Mechaber. You only Mechayim in the Rabbanim. You'd be able to remind you somebody else that's Mechayim in the Raisa. Because you already put yourself in the Nepasha, as Rashi
says. That's not
what?
A Mechayim,
though, right? What?
Talking
about it's not a... Oh, okay. So, it would seem... Let's just get the bar. So, Kumtai Safidus of Shittas Rashi, Mechayim, we'd be able to say, that it wouldn't pass the Din of Arvus over here. It wouldn't pass the Algamein Din of Arvus. That even if you didn't, you weren't mechuyev bechlal, you didn't need anything, you'd be able to wait for somebody else. Because over here, there's no chiyev bechlal on you. You don't have the ma'ala like the mirror said. Once you have a kezayis, you're mechuyev, and echanami, kenzan, then kicks in the din of arvus. Kenzan, that's not the thing. I'll tell you what's on the ritva. The ritva says, best that we have a din of arvus. Joseph, since it's there with the din of abirat and denim, therefore you have to have a kezayis with the rabbanon, and then your din of arvus can kick in. So it's over here, kenzan in shitas rashi, and echanami is the din of arvus. Just, it's not that it can't work like a regular din of Arvus because you were never mechuyev b'davar. Once you mechuyev b'davar, even if you only mechuyev b'davar b'davar b'davar, you'd be able to make it somebody else. Arvus. However, mechuyev, what's it? We'll leave the question for him, we'll lose our train of thought. You can just leave the question. Kum Dai Safiyah Shikas Rashi, we come out according to this chat. The Rashi is saying, once you have a chiv b'davar b'davar, you'd be able to make the others off the din of Arvus. Over, if that's what Taka Rashi means, then he wouldn't have anything shver from Kuffin. If Rashi is working at the end of the day, that the reason why he'd be able to be mighty somebody else, somebody that has a Kazai, which is a Shir Darabanan, is able to be mighty somebody that has a Shir Daraisa, it's because you have a Din of Arvus, so what was he bothered by Kuffin? In terms of, if Kuffin should give a Chunin, how come he can't be mighty somebody else? Aye, Kuffin is Mechayim Darabanan, he should be able to find somebody that's Mechayim Daraisa. What do you mean? The whole Din that Rashi is saying over here is only a Din of, once you have a Chayim Darabanan, then you fit into the Kal of Arvus. A chatan is not in the pasha of Arvus Bechlal. Chatan doesn't pasha. Some deal. The shaila, who's nechshav Bechlal Arvus, who's not nechshav Bechlal Arvus. The Gemara says in Taita that Nechval and Arvus was 603,350 people. A Mela takes us in Nida, takes us Rashi in Nida, takes us in Nida and other places. They say in Kedushin, I am amazed, they say that Gerim, since they're not Nechlal in that number, they're merely not Bechal Arvus. Noshim, the Shadow, they're not Bechal Arvus, because they're also not Nechlal in that number. Ketanim, Pashas also are not Bechal Arvus, they're not Nechlal in that number. The Shadow is those that were in between the ages of 13 and 20, or over 60. The Chorah, they're also not Bechal Arvus. Shadow, exactly, how do we reconcile this inconsistency against Pashas? They are Bechal Arvus. But Pashas Ketanim, less than 13 years old, Lukuli Amma or Napa Falar. Mela Rashi wouldn't have anything shver. Chur over here wouldn't have asked anything from a Kotam. A Kotam is not Bechal of Pasha Ravis Bechal. It's not Bechal of Pasha Ravis. He wouldn't be able to invite somebody else. What did Rashi have shver? Mashma that in the Chalam Yitzhak Rashi was not learning off the Din of Arvus. Efter in the Chalam, like we said, that Rashi holds that over here Arvus doesn't pass because it's not like the Din of Lulav, that you're ready Mechuyah Badavar, and you just haven't been used to your Chiv, because then it doesn't pass the whole Din of Arvus. Like Rashi was saying, how come Rashi didn't say the Din of Arvus? Because then it doesn't pass the whole Din of Arvus, like we said. Ulai, Kevin Zagan, it's a little bit sus in Rashi, but it works good as she tells you. We found that Pam and Haman Aleph. Rashi holds, Asa Mahana Salam Azeblai Bracha, Rashi says, Svarahu, the Kivan Denene, Tarek Lahayde Fumisha Baram. Since you're being Nene, you have to give Hoidah to the person that created it. Pashas the Mashmoyis of Rashi was, you said back then, that it's going even on a Bracha Akrani. It's not like the Mitzvah says it's a Nethilas Rishos. To be able to eat it, you have to take after Rishos from Gadash Baruch Hu, and then you can eat it. Rashi doesn't sound like that. Rashi says, Svaru, given the Nene, since you were Nene, Tarak Lahoidah is the Mishabar. You have to give Hoidah to Gadash Baruch Hu that created it. It's much more than it's afterwards. They would come out that even Bracha La Chorov, even a Beres HaMazin, would be a Beres HaNenen, even the Fishi Dizrashi. would be a Beres Hanen, like a Gizel Joshi, would fit into the clothes of Beres Hanen. That Beres Hanen, we did not say the Din of Harim. Either way, so like we're saying that they were the Beres Hanen, because it's not like Lulav. Or, like this, that Taki is the Beres Hanen, like Dabur Jom says. Sagi said, if you should Rashi, there is no din of harvest over here by Beres Hanen. But Meila Rashi says a different cloud. There's a cloud in the same dach in Rosh Hashanah that Chatzot went out. Mishnah brings down. Zeh HaKlal, Kol She'ena Mechui Badover, and you waste your Rabbi Dei Chavotan. Somebody that is not Mechui Badover can't be waste your Rabbi Dei Chavotan. Which has nothing to do with Aaron. This is a rule that even if you were not Yaisi yet, two people that are coming to hear Megillah for the first time, two people that are coming to put on sittis together, they're both going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah now. It's not a case of Aaron that you're ready Yaisi your Chiv and you want to be Mechui somebody else. No, the Chatzilah, two people are coming to be Yaisi their Chiv. One person cannot be Mechui the other person if the first person is not Mechui Badover. But maybe Noshim wouldn't be able to be Maitzi, and Noshim in Sittis. They're not Mechui Badover. But maybe Zafiashi, the same thing applies to Berichas HaMazon. Berichas HaMazon, if you didn't eat, you're not a Mechui Badover. Out of Arvis, Fanny said you can't do it. Arvis doesn't apply to Berichas HaMazon. Out of Mechui Badover, you have to be Mechui Badover, you have to be able to be Maitzi somebody else, you have to be Mechui Badover. How are you Mechui Badover? That's if you have a Kazayin. Once you have a kizayis, even though you're only mechuyim with the rabbanan, that's enough to put you into the parsha of mechuyim with other, you'll be able to make the achirim with eichai vasim. Taisa says that's only going to help for the rabbanan, that's not going to help for the rest. Can Zayin tell you how you understand the din of kol she'ein mechuyim with other and make the rabbi with eichai vasim? The din of shemei koina. Shemei koina, so if you understand shemei koina, the din of shvichus, that he's my shlech to be mighty me, so if he's not mechuyim, like I'm mechuyim, he's only mechuyim with the rabbanan. And I'm a chum d'aretz. You can't even be mashliach. And it can't say that's how it says it. Rashi can't say holds no. Shemei koyde is not as in shlichus. I'm hearing his words. I'm yaitu with his words. Doesn't make a difference how he's mechuyim. Lamaita, I have his words. I'm yaitu with his words. He's mechuyim d'avon. I'm a chum d'aretz. Can be yaitu. Kumtan sufficient as Rashi. The din of chami has nothing to do with avos b'chol. There is no din of avos. Pashut is only a din of mishen mechuyim d'avon and waiting rabbi d'echavosim. Mamele Rashi has a kasha. That Kotam, the Chor is considered Mechuyim and Dabar Midabam. You should be able to be Maitzi Achir. On that he said, no, it's not even Mechuyim and Dabar. And on that fact, we give Eger, but how about Nashim? Nashim and Chor are considered Mechuyim and Dabar. Mechol HaBachim and Darabanim. Gemara says, they can't be Maitzi someone else Mechuyim and Darayisah. According to Rashi, they're considered Mechuyim and Dabar, they should be able to be Maitzi. You look at the Achrayim answer, the Teshua, the last question they bring down, the study ready for the Mordechai, it seems to say like this. The Rayasha says like this. That since women are never going to come to Achiv of Midaraisa, the Bechlal not in the Parsha. They're never, no matter how old they are, no matter how big they are, no matter how much they eat, they're never going to be on the side of the only Bechiv Midarabanan, they're never going to come to the Parsha of Achiv Midaraisa. But meanwhile, they're not considered Bechiv Midaraisa. Mashenkin Akotan, even though right now he's not Bechiv Midaraisa, since what he's going to be in his Gabal is going to be Bechiv Midaraisa, he's shy to that Parsha. But meanwhile, we reckon him a Bechiv Midaraisa, that he'll be able to make the Achir in Echavah. But then he comes out to Tesis. It's a Tesis, the Ritva, and others, it's a din of Arvis. And according to Rashi, it's a din of Kol Shein Mechui Vadover in Achir Mechui in Yochel Ha'iti Achir Mechui Vadover. That's just the Shad and the Sugim. The Redach of the Halachas of Simim Kuftad Zayin, not too much is outside the Mishnah Berurah, basically everything is there. Just the Redach. The halacha is the halacha is if two people eat together, even if they finish eating, as long as they did not say havlan varech or they did not wash mayim achreinim, this applies either one of the two. As long as neither of the two said havlan varech or wash mayim achreinim or is misir das lahedia from eating, which has a din of havlan varech, then even if a third person comes and starts eating after they finish chewing and they're not eating anymore, as long as it's still considered teich and suda, this third person can be mitzaref together with them. This is bitnai that they still have the ability, the Mishnah Berurah says, that they still have the ability to eat something. They're not savea kolkach that they wouldn't be able to eat anything. How much do they have to be able to eat? The Mishnah Berurah says, afilu mashu. So as long as they can eat one chocolate lentil, somebody bring them, that's enough, and that they still get not considered as if they finished the suda, and somebody else can be mitzaref. Now, this person that's mitzaref with them, if he has pas, he could bench with them, and he'd be able to be benched, be the one that's mitzaref. However, he does not have to have pas. The halacha l'maaseh mipaskis, and he does not have to pass. And even if he has mezaydus, or he has olah shayarek, or he even drinks, that's enough. Now, what type of drink? So, it says the Gemara yayin. The shayla is, what's with regard to all other drinks aside from yayin? So, it's a method of the apayitkim.
No.
Later, bracha brings down from Dan Fisher, I think. And Rabbi Yasha has a tshuva about it. He's having tshuvas, chelak aleph, simin chav bein. That he was asked about tea. Would tea have it be able to be considered tirik or the rave mayim? It's decided that it is considered rave mayim over there, and we would have a din of mayim. Mayim zikr is not considered. Mayim is not zayni. It's not choshevin, and it's not zayni. But maybe somebody that has water cannot be mitzar. The shem is everything in between water and wine. Wine for sure you could be mitzar. Water for sure you can't be mitzar. What's everything in between? So machlok is a pleskim. The zayt bracha is mitzar that he says he should be machmer. Not sure why he says he should be machmer. Goof of the Mishnah Berurah says in this siman the Be'er Halacha says that anytime they have a suffix of a zimun, so by three people. Maybe he's only master of 10. By three people you could be mekel, because the stuff is no problem of like Tisha. Anytime they have a suffix by three people, whether that's be mezamen, you could be mezamen. However, I think the Pashas Mashmoyes is of the Mishnah Berurah and Aziz Akhtar Arfa Shochan, and this is how Berkowitz told me also, that anything that has any type of calories in it is considered zayni, and we may only be able to be yaitse with I think that's the Pasha Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says not choshev because it's not zayin. Now the Mishnah Berurah also says, there's a Be'er Halacha that says that anything that you make a brain name is zayin and so on, you yaitse because it's zayin. Except for water and melach. Mayim and melach, like Gemara says, so those two things are not zayin. Mashma, anything else, let's say you take spring, you take trip or the jump or whatever, all these drinks that they have. Well, then anything that has any type of sugar in it is considered zayin, and the male is made of the zayin, it's not going to be yaitzeh. If that's the case, then over here it's also zayin, and the male should be able to be yaitzeh. There should be no reason it should be able to be yaitzeh. However, water, nap, and seltzer, also lachar, says the Rebbe, also with Pasha's decision, water, even though it's a shayla in the Aruch HaShofan, the Aruch HaShofan seems to say, he mentioned seltzer. Shayla, if he's talking about seltzer lemonade, the seltzer. He mentions both of them. I saw somebody that puts it up and says, no, it's a different thing. Seltzer. I didn't see that in the Rashi. But Pashas is, when the Mishnah Berurah says it's not Choshev, it means it's not Choshev because it's not Zayin. Can you hear the other place you hold? Not Choshev because that's not Choshev. Choshev Mashke is wine. Water is not Choshev Mashke. The main thing, anything which is right water, wouldn't be Choshev. Her just being around to the Yisrael, maybe it's Rabbi Yashav Shitase. That the whole Yisrael of Zibud is that you have a Choshev Sudo. Over here, you don't have a chashev too, though. The guy pointed at it is, you have jumped. That's not a chashev. I mean, look, but he says even tea. I don't know. However, the way I think the pashas mashmas Mishnah Berurah is, and that's the Aruch HaShofan is also, that anything, you can be mitzarf with anything. Anything which has sugar in it, you'll be able to be mitzarf. So maybe any types of drinks, any soda, any coffee, tea, these types of things, you'll be able to be mitzarf. However, if you have a coffee and a tea, you have to bear in mind that you have to drink it, take the day of the meal. The Mela, you have to leave over, either you gotta burn your tongue, or you gotta leave over a little bit at the end, you have a share of it, to drink it down in a shear, they'd be able to put it back. If you don't have a share of it, you don't put sugar? There's possible there is something there. That's over So, Lechera, it's a dinin. Pashas, everything, just about everything has calories. The shayla is that it's asked over here. I tried to work it, I'm not sure exactly what it is. Of Coke Zero, it has no calories in it. So, Lechera, it should be like water. It's not amazing. Then you put it in milk. I don't know if that was it. Chashivit, and the Chanami, maybe. If it's against the Shabbos, tea is coffee considered Chamar Medina. You'll be able to be wasted.
How much time
is Shabbos? Next year to Viet, you have, not too much. 2 seconds. They say you can put down the cup in the middle, you drink once, you don't have to drink it all in one go, but you put the cup in your mouth once, you put it down once, and put it back.
You say
The tea is not good. Tea is not good.
Tea with sugar.
Wasn't machalic. Anyway, that. I mean, it would be. That's about the words of Mishabur. Telling Hashim. But Mela, these people would be able to do mitzvah, and not only that, it's a mitzvah to give somebody. It happens very often, you're finished the suda, you have one guy with you, and somebody comes in for dessert. Mitzvah to give him something for dessert, and you'd be mitzvah for a zimun. There's a mitzvah to chatzilah to do such a thing. This doesn't apply only to three people, it applies to seven people also. As long as you have seven people that ate pas, three people could eat or drink whatever they want, and they can be mitzvah. Put me mine. Mine and mouth. That's the halacha of tirut. However, these people that ate, that were mitzvah, if they did not have pas, they would not be able to be mezamen. If they did have pas, they wouldn't be able to be mezamen, even though they came at the end. Even though we saw the Mishnah Berurah, it says a different place that the chatchila should have somebody that was there for the entire suda to be the mezamen. The last two halachas are not so nagia for the way that we pass it, of Gimel and Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says that since a person is only mechuyev midaraisa in Berach Zabazin if he had Kedei Tzviyah. Memelo, if there's people that had Kedei Tzviyah, people that only had Kedei, you should have the person that had Kedei Tzviyah be made to the other people in Berach Zabazin, since he's mechuyev midaraisa. However, this doesn't really apply, like Mishabur points out to us, because everybody by us mentioned, and the Otomani Negev to the Zimun, and the Zimun was not from the Rabban. So Memelo Tzami said the whole din of Zimun is only the Rabban, and Berach Zabazin is midaraisa, everybody else will be made to themselves. Memelo Tzami Negev, anybody can be mezamen. I mean, the same thing applies to the second halacha that the Ramah says, as there are shittas that hold, we'll see Be'ez Hashem this week, shittas that hold that the only time you're mechuyev midaraisa at the bench is if you were thirsty and you drank before benching. But if you were thirsty and you did not drink, then you're not mechuyev midaraisa at the bench. Mechuyev midarabanan, you're not mechuyev midaraisa. If you weren't thirsty, you have no chiyuv to drink. But if you were thirsty and you didn't drink, then you're not mechuyev midaraisa. Mamela, if you had people that were thirsty and drank, and to people that are thirsty and didn't drink, so the people that drank should be mighty to other people because they're mechuyev midaraisa, so mighty to other people that weren't mechuyev midaraisa. However, this also would not be negiah nowadays, that everybody benches themselves, and really nobody should be mighty to anybody else. I mean, again, to the zimun, and that you are mighty to other people, that's only the derabanan. The derabanan, you're mechuyev midaraisa, could be yitzhak the derabanan. The only thing is negiah, somebody wants to be machin with the chazanish. Chazanish holds that the din of zimun is derabanan, the main of the zimun itself is derabanan. The person that's mezamen should be mechuyev midaraisa, which would mean that he should have kedei tzviyah, and he should drink mechatchila before she mentions. Yashar kachal.